sweep, just a broom.
Okay. And if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom,
mm-hmm.
you'd say the broom was
behind the door.
And something that, say to get hairs and things out of the, off of the carpet or rug, what would you use?
A vacuum.
Okay. What do you call the thing inside the vacuum that actually, that you can replace, that actually, you know, collects the dust and so forth?
Trash bag.
And to get from the first floor to the second floor in a two-story house, you'd have a...
Stairs.
And to get from the porch down to the ground, you'd have...
Stairs.
And what would you call a porch built off the second floor of the house?
It have to be the porch.
Okay, no special
still,
names.
No.
And years ago, on Monday, women used to get all the dirty clothes together and they'd do the...
Wash day.
Okay, so they'd say they were going to do the...
Wash.
And then after they'd done the wash, they'd take the clothes in and do the...
The drying? Mm-hmm.
Or after they were dried, they'd do the...
The folding?
Or to get the wrinkles out.
Oh, iron. Okay.
Okay. What would you call washing and ironing together?
Just doing the clothes, I guess.
Okay.
No special name.
What about the place in town where you could send clothes to be cleaned?
Cleaners.
And what you have to put dirty clothes in, it's got a lid on top.
Mm-hmm. Normally call it dirty clothes. Really. That's put it in dirty clothes.
But the box
itself? The box itself, yeah.
And you'd take, if you didn't have a washing machine yourself, you'd take the clothes to a...
Laundromat.
And to carry the clothes out to hang them on the line, you'd carry them out in a clothes...
Basket.
And if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and a...
Hammer.
You'd say, I took the hammer and I wet the nail in.
Nailed it.
Or, I got in my car and I...
Drove.
Okay. You'd say, he has never wet a car.
Driven.
And he doesn't know how to...
Drive.
Are you very conscious of, correct language or, you know, of being told that you're not supposed to say he has drove the car or... do you think you're very aware of that?
Not consciously. But I said I drove something. Yesterday I said it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'll drove you or something like that. And, you know, I guess the nuns did a good job in grammar school. You know, because it's funny. It's like you're really doing a wrong thing when you say that.
What about saying something like, it don't look like rain, instead of it doesn't?
That's very common. That's not as big a sin as saying you drove something.
How do you think you'd use that?
Sure.
Give me some examples of that.
It don't look like rain. I ain't gonna do it.
Do you use the word ain't seriously? Is it sort of for emphasis or joking? Or?
Both. But normally just using it seriously.
Mm-hmm. If the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd tell someone to...
Shut it.
Say?
Shut it.
Okay. And a little building outside used for storing wood. So back when people burned wood in their stoves.
I'd just say a garage.
Okay. What about a place for storing tools? Is there a special place for that?
A garage.
And what would you call a toilet that's outside?
Outhouse.
Any joking names or vulgar names you've heard? And have you ever been around a farm?
Yeah, every once in a while. Not very seriously.